Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In our book that we're reading for the Lenten series, this is Go and Do Likewise by Amy DeMarcangelo. We are really enjoying this. It's very scholarly, but I think it has some wonderful things to impart. And I am so lucky that I drew the straw to preach on chapter 4, The Power of Words. So it made me think about words. Now, I was an English major at St. Olaf, so I love words. Everything from the to seven to rancid to hippopotamus to salubrious. I love words. But when we're talking about words in the Bible, yes, if we take our Bible, there are actual words that are written on the page, right? But together, we call this entire book the Word, don't we? The Bible is the Word of God. And I love the image that Martin Luther used, because we, remember, are not people who worship the Bible. I think there are some Christians that are a little, you know, questioning how we do this. The Bible is very important because, as Martin Luther said, it's like a cradle that holds the baby Jesus. So the capital W Word, that is Jesus Christ, is contained within the Word of God, which is the Bible, and we read it by reading the words on the page. So that's a whole lot of words, isn't it? But think about the words that we speak as well. Now, in this chapter, we hear that we have powerful words within us. We have the ability to pray, we have the ability to preach, we have the ability to teach, and we have the ability to speak up when injustice is going on. This is where our job, our calling, comes into play. We are to pray and preach and teach and speak up the Word of God. Now, our passage for today in Luke 9 talks about Jesus calling those original disciples. Now, remember, the word disciple actually means to sit at the feet of someone. So if you are a disciple of Andy Warhol, you love his artwork, you would sit at his feet and it would be one of his students, okay? Same sort of thing for us. We who follow Jesus are called disciples. We are the ones who are sitting at Jesus' feet. And so there were people back at the time of Jesus, a whole lot of them that were following him. And he gathered around him some specific dudes. Okay, he got 12 guys together and he said, now you are going to have a special blessing upon you. And he says, I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you authority, especially over demons and evil. I'm going to allow you to cure diseases. And I'm going to send you out to proclaim the kingdom of God, to proclaim God has come down and is dwelling with us. And you're going to have the power to heal. And then he gives them, so after telling them like what they're going to do, he tells them how to do it. In the next section, he says, don't take anything with you. Whatever you have, you're set to go. You don't need any special accoutrement, okay? Of course, I kind of think that I need a Parker pen, but that's just me, okay? So whatever you need, you will be provided. And then he says, wherever you go, just go there. Do what you're going to do. Speak the word. And then if someone doesn't welcome you, what does he say? Blow up at them and tell them they're going to hell. No, actually, it doesn't say that. What it says is, shake the dust off your feet and move along. We are not responsible for making sure everyone becomes a Christian, for making sure everyone listens to us. We are responsible for telling our story and God's story and hoping that other people get excited enough that they want to be a part of it. So when we look at this passage where Jesus called these 12 together, because they go out then very eagerly, don't they? They have power and authority and proclamation, and they're curing and healing. But you kind of look at yourself and you say, wait, I'm a disciple too? Yes, you are. Because you have been given that same power. In our baptism, we had a mark put on our forehead. Okay? We were washed in the font, maybe not this font, but a font somewhere. We were washed, our sins were taken away. In confirmation, we renounced evil. We said, I'm not going with evil, I'm going with Jesus. And then, what do we get? An invisible tattoo on our forehead that says, I am marked with the cross of Christ forever. And so we are given these same things, these same powers that the original disciples had. You may think, well, I don't feel very powerful. But we're told, go and do. You have the power within you. And you say, well, okay, I'm willing, but where do I get this power? It's already there because of your baptism. We've already said we want nothing to do with evil. And you think, well, I can't cure diseases and heal people. Can you, though? Because remember that word, dis-ease. How many people do you know around this world and in your circle of friends and family that have dis-ease in their life? I know some. We are here to help with that. We have people all around us who need the healing of their broken hearts, who need friendship. You know, the greatest pandemic we have in America today is loneliness. Now, that's something we can do something about, isn't it? We are here to help heal people feeling isolated and alone. And we can do that through our proclamation with words. So this week, I want you to think, do I take time every day to pray? A good time to pray for me is always when I'm first waking up, because I get going so quickly, even without caffeine, that I forget to pray. So I have to really make sure that I start, right when I open my eyes, I start praying. It's also a good way to spend time winding down in the evening when you get into bed. And remember, you can pray at any time. How many of you love to pray in the car? I'm a car prayer, yes, because I'm driving along and I start to think about that person or this person or that situation, or you hear something on the radio, pray about it right then and there. We can use those words, whether we've spoken aloud or just thinking them in our head. And then what about preaching and teaching and learning? Now, I've added learning in there because preaching and teaching requires us to be students. You say, oh, no, that's why we have Pastor Elizabeth and Pastor Dwayne who's going to lead our study today. Okay, yes, and we also teach each other. When we come into a Bible study, when we spend time with other people, we are learning things all the time, and we're teaching other people because of our conversation. You are an integral part of the ministry of this church because of what you share with people through your words. And then finally, speaking up. Boy, there's a lot of craziness going on in this world. And we have to speak up, don't we? One of the things that I'm the most troubled by right now are people being mean to other people. That makes me crazy. Maybe I'm just too old. I don't know. I used to hear people shouting at someone at the grocery store, and I go, wow, that's some crazy person, and walk away. Now, I'm looking at the person they're shouting at, and I'm thinking, no one deserves to be shouted at. Nobody. And so are we brave enough to say, excuse me, is there a problem? Or here, let me go get a manager, and, you know, because we don't want people to be injured or hurt. And then that goes for us as well in our own voices, right? How many times do we lose our temper? No one else deserves our temper. If I have a temper tantrum, that's fine. I should go in my office and shut the door and not be yelling so poor Deacon Amanda is like, what's going on across the hall, right? So how can we direct our words so that all of our words are kind and godly and good? Not that we don't get mad. I mean, even Jesus flipped tables, okay? But I don't want to give that to someone else to hold, which might hurt them. So this week, friends, let's think about how we use our words. And let's focus on praying and teaching and preaching and speaking up when we need to. Let's pray together. Almighty God, thank you for your word, which challenges us this week. You have given us power and authority, Lord, and we respect that because we are here to learn so that we can carry this message of love and hope out to a world that may not know you as well. Help us to go and do likewise. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.